Bruce Maxwell of the A's kneeling once again during the national anthem on Sunday. Meanwhile, Oakland starter Jarrell Cotton was at his best against the Rangers.
And now here's the pitch by Cotton to Joey Gallo. And change up, ring him up, perfect pitch. Strike three called, one away. Odor, here's the pitch to him, and Cotton's delivery is swung on and missed. Off speed, down and away, and for Cotton, it's a 1-2-3, and he strikes out the side in the top of the fifth.
First pitch, Andrus under his glove into left center field, a base hit. Fegley's gonna score to third, Smolinski to second, Chapman in the A's lead 1-0. If he catches it, it's a double play. He didn't, and it's a double.
And boy, there's your athleticism right there of Matt Chapman, who got the ball through the infield. He did not hesitate rounding first.
And that one is line to right, and that's a base hit. One run score. Chapman with a good read. He's coming home. He's going to score.
By Martin Perez, and Chris hits a deep drive into center. DeShields going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly. And almost to the suites. And number 41 for Chris Davis. And the A's unload in the bottom of the fifth. And they take a 5-0 lead.
Chapman had an RBI double and scored a run. That was in the fifth inning when the A's scored five. This one is drilled toward left field. Mazzara's back, and it's over his head. Bangs off the wall. Fegley scores. Chapman with another RBI double. 7-0, the A's lead.
Matt Chapman finishes 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. The A's go on to win 8-1. Jarrell Cotton allows just one hit and one walk with 6 strikeouts over 5 scoreless frames, and the A's extend their season-long winning streak to 7 games. The A's have now won their last 6 meetings against the Rangers. They improved to 72-83 on the year. Here's the Oakland skipper, Bob Melvin.
I mean, we followed up what was a good series, a good road trip for us with, you know, good homestand where we've been playing really well all year. So the one consistent area for us has been playing well at home. It's the road we need to tighten up, and I think we went a long way in doing that the last trip. So, again, we want to finish out strong. You know, certainly with Fan Appreciation Weekend, we wanted to play well in front of our fans. These guys were, you know, have something to play for, which, you know, ramps it up a notch, and we continue to play good and pitch well, swing the bats, everything.
Bob, Jarrell Cotton, again, really sharp. Just talk about the way he's ending the season, trying to finish that strong as well.
Yeah, so, you know, after you know, having to scratch him in Detroit, came out today, and, you know, time's throwing 95 miles an hour. And when you have, you know, a changeup with at least 15 mile an hour gap to it, you know, he can make you look pretty silly with the changeup. So he had it all working today, and, you know, that is his focus, is trying to finish up strong. You know, he's been a little bit of a rocky up and down season, but you finish up strong, you feel good going into the off season, you try to keep that confidence going into spring next year.
Bobby, you talked about Matt Olson early. Anything wrong with him?
Yeah, a little bit of a hamstring thing. Just got a little tight on him on the stretch on the double play that ended the 7th, I believe. So we'll see how he is tomorrow.
With Jarrell in particular, you've talked about the up and down, but when that changeup is working as well as it seemed to today, and when those highs are high, he can be very good.
He can. And you know, it's about throwing early count strikes. It's about getting ahead so he can use his whole arsenal. When he gets behind, he's more predictable. He can sit on pitches. And when he's ahead in the count, he can be a tough guy to deal with. I mean, you know, he's had some of the most impressive games that we've seen here the last couple of years. So he definitely has the ability, just needs to string it together.
What's the best thing about this, the way you've been playing lately? Is it momentum for next year? Is that
clear? Well, yeah, we've talked about as a group. We you know, there are several things that we want to do better here to finish up the season. Certainly we had Houston was one. We needed to play better against Houston and, you know, swept them. Second was we had to play better on the road, and we had a good road trip. And then we want to finish up here and play well within our division, because we have not played well within our division this year. So we would like to finish up, you know, these last few games that are within our division playing well.
What did you think of that rally where you get the 5 runs, just kind of stringing the hits together?
Yeah.
Made a close game and broke it open a little bit.
Yeah, we have the ability to do that. I mean, when we're healthy, you know, we feel like we have a pretty deep lineup. So, you know, obviously the power plays for us when we hit home runs. We seem to win a lot more games, but we're going to have to sustain some rallies to be a really good team and not have to rely just on home runs. So it's good to be able to see that and do that at times.
With Jarrell, was it just you kind of wanted to keep the pitch kind of a little lower because he didn't have a start his last time out? Was that kind of the thinking?
A little bit of tightness in his elbow.
Maxwell taking a knee, second straight day, just like last night. Your thoughts is, you know, it's obviously going to be happening every day.
It is, to the end of the season, and he was pretty upfront about that. So he'll be pretty consistent in what he's going to do, and, you know, it's out there now, and it's just going to be part of his pregame. So, you know, got through a lot of the drama of it yesterday, and, you know, this is going to be part of his deal now. So, you know, I'll let him speak to, you know, what he's going to continue to do and how he's going to handle it, but we're pretty aware that that's what he's going to do every game.
The A's pound out 10 hits in all on Sunday afternoon, two of which came from catcher Josh Fegley, who finished 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and an RBI.
I think just being aggressive. You know, we filled up the strike zone. We got ahead of guys. You know, we pitched. It looked like fearless. You know, guys just wanted to attack hitters and get ahead, and that's all we did. You know, we feel like we have a better lineup, and we showed them this series.
I don't know if it's a matter of coincidence. Bob Melvin put his hands on your starting pitcher today, Jarrell Cotton, and he said pretty much you're done. You started the fifth inning with a base hit to center field. You scored 5 runs. I don't know what transpired if you could talk about it, but talk about your hitting, because you said to me, I need to hit better. Today you did a great job of hitting. What was different for you today?
It's just that same approach of just grinding it out, you know, getting in there. And, you know, I'm not in there a lot, but when I am, I'm going to compete. And that's all it was, just try to compete, put my best foot forward, try to help the team, and today came through for us.
Yeah, Josh, you had a single and a double, an RBI, and, you know, it's been a year where you've been hurt a lot, you haven't played a lot. How difficult is it to feel confident at the plate knowing that you just haven't had a lot of big league at-bats this year?
Difficult. It's been a tough year. But I think, you know, that's the approach I have to take, is just take what I got in there and compete. You know, don't let anything get you down. And, you know, it's easy to feel sorry for yourself if you had a tough season, but it's not over. And I think we're all excited about what we're doing at the end of this year. We're going to roll with it into next spring training.
You know, we talked about it on the A-Team on Friday night. You talked about it last night, and I'm bringing it up again, the job that you're doing blocking balls in the dirt. I know as a catcher, hardest thing to do, to work on something like that. You do an exceptional job. How much pride do you take in doing your job behind the plate as a catcher, handling the pitching staff like you talked about, but also blocking balls in the dirt?
Well, you can see, you know, we scored some runs this series, but I think they scored 2 all series. And I think if we can hold a team to 2 runs a series, we're going to win that series. So that's my main job, is just to handle the pitching staff, get us back in the dugout, and let our bats take care of us.
On Monday, the Athletics will be back at home to play host to the Mariners. Daniel Gossett will make the start.